Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Nun Beis Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Brura in Simen Reish Ayin Gimel. We begin at the very top line with Sif Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, Yochel Odom Likadesh La'acherim Afu Pishena Ochel Imoyim. One is permitted to go and make kiddush for other people, even though he is not going to eat with them. Why? The Lididhu have a Makom Suda, because for these people, they are having Kiddush but Makom Suda. So even though the one who's making Kiddush is not having the Suda over there, for the people that are listening and that are Yotze with that person's Kiddush, that is the place where they're having their Suda, and therefore it's perfectly acceptable. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Tezayin adds that the same law applies, V'vadin l'liktanim, mutu l'kaddish. You can likewise do this for young children. You can make Kiddush for them, afa pishenu ochel imoyim, even though you're not eating with them. And the purpose over here is that you're teaching them how to make kiddush, you're teaching them to do mitzvos. But we're talking here about younger children that they're capable of listening to kiddush, but they're not capable of making kiddush themselves. And the same thing applies in regards to gadol, as we'll learn in a moment. Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Yud-Zayin adds further, and he says that this is true, v'afilu im kvar yotzu liatzmo. This person can make kiddush for them even if he's already fulfilled his own obligation for kiddush because of the principle of kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. And Deer Shoe number 19 points down that this applies for a woman as well. If she is making kiddush for somebody else and she was already yotzot, so therefore she could still fulfill the obligation for them because nashim were also included in arevis in regards to this din. He then brings down, Imadayim eino chayev b'kiddush. What happens if the person who's making the kiddush has not yet accepted upon himself Shabbos? For example, one person has accepted upon himself Shabbos from Plag HaMincha and onwards, and now he needs somebody to make kiddush for him. And the person who's making kiddush has not yet accepted upon himself Shabbos. So Rekiva Eger is not sure, he leaves it with the Tzarechian, can the person who hasn't made Shabbos yet be Mekaddish for somebody who has already made Shabbos? Rav Shlomo Zalman comments further, and he says, under extenuating circumstances, one could allow for the person who hasn't yet accepted upon himself Shabbos to go make kiddush for somebody who's accepted upon himself Shabbos, but one should not do this on a regular basis, and one should only do this occasionally for an individual who is in need. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yaf ogav debirchas hayayin eino yochel lehotzi acherim im eino nene imohem. Normally we have a rule that you can only be yotzi somebody in a birchas hanenin. You want to make a shahakel for somebody else. So you really shouldn't do that unless you're also at the same time making a shahakel for yourself and being yotzi yourself. So to over here, you normally shouldn't be allowed to make a bar piyah goffin for somebody unless you're also being yotzi with the bar piyah goffin for yourself. Nevertheless, over here by kiddush, kiven the high bar piyah goffin who chovil a kiddush, this is more than just a simple birchas hananim, but it's also the kiddush, it's the obligation for the kiddush, ki kiddush hayom domi, it therefore has the same status as kiddush, v'yochel otziyom afo pish enu nene. And you can, in fact, be motzi them, even though you yourself are not getting hanor from this cup of wine, because you're not going to be drinking over here from this cup of wine. Mishnah Brura explains in Sivkot Yudches, the kain malon, we have a rule, normally we have a rule that you can't be motzi somebody else for a birchas hananim, something from which you get hanor from, unless you're also getting hanor from it, then you can be motzi somebody else. But rak bedavar shu chov, but for something that is an obligation, so then it's not just a nan in bracha, but it's a chi of mitzvah over here. It's some sort of a bracha of shevach vohodo or kiddush over here. So then kigon kiddush v'chayotzi bo. Therefore, other motzi chaver, a person can in fact be motzi his friend. As we've already previously learned over there. The issue of number 20 brings down what happens if the person who you're trying to be motzi doesn't know how to make the brach himself. So if you're not getting hanor at the same time, and therefore you really can't be motzi him, so in that situation, you should say word for word along with the person and let the person who doesn't know how to make the bracha say with you word for word, and this way he's really making the bracha and is motzi himself and not being yotzi with you. The issue for number 21 explains how this principle normally works of kol Yisrael arevim zeh b'zeh, ukishchavero lo yotzo yidei chovosu b'mitzvah. When your friend hasn't yet fulfilled the mitzvah, you're, so to say, still obligated in it, even though you have personally been yotzi yourself. But in regards to a birchas hananim, where you have no obligation to eat or drink that item, so then you can't say that I'm fulfilling my obligation, my responsibility, in that person. There is no such obligation. Have him not eat, have him not drink. And therefore, you can't say that I'm fulfilling my obligation for that person by having myself make the birchas hananim for that person without being yotzi myself. Now the Ramah adds, and he says, Hagah, Va'afilu b'kiddush shoyom b'shachris b'shabbos mutar lasos kain. And he brings us down the name of the Rebbeinu Yerucham and the Beis Yosef, the name of the Rif and the Rosh and the Tur. What he's saying over here is that this obligation, one would certainly say, would be true for the Friday night kiddush, which, as we said, is daraisa, albeit ala kos, is really the rabbanan saying that's how you should fill the daraisa obligation of kiddush on Friday night. So certainly this would work on Friday night because there's this chiyuv over here to make kiddush. But on Shabbos lunch, where maybe it's only the rabbanan, one might have thought that this doesn't apply. So the kiddush of the Ramah is that this applies as well. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yotes, Rosh Lomar, the Ramah is telling us over here, Avdisham kol kiddush, who rak bar piyah gofen levad. Even though on Shabbos lunch, technically you just have to make a bar piyah gofen, the kiddush rabbah, although we do say, as we mentioned many times, the people say, Shamu b'nei sol sa Shabbos, or Zochas yom Shabbos l'kacho, they say extra paragraphs, but that's not the etzem din. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol mokom, kiven dihi mitzvah, that there is a mitzvah, albeit the rabbanon, to make kiddush on Shabbos. V'ikaru niskan shelo bishvil hanoah, ela mitzvah, olof kishar mitzvos, and it was set up over here as a separate mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos. Mishumochi motzi acherim afapish eno nana. Therefore, you can make kiddush with somebody else, and even though you're not drinking, and he's going to drink from the wine, it is perfectly acceptable here too. Kiddush halayla, just like the kiddush by night time. The issue number 22 adds, therefore, this brach is not a birchas ananin, it's now a birchas mitzvos, and he brings down from the Chazon Ish, she'ein tzrichim hashomim litom mehayayin shel kiddush. Technically, even the listeners don't have to drink from this kiddush wine. V'day bekach she'im yecholim lishtos mimenu. As long as they have the ability to drink from it, they could technically be yotzei with that kiddush. However, the Griz from Brisk, Yitzchak Zev Salavechik Zatzal, brings down, Shebe Kiddush Hayom, Al Kol Echod Meha Mesubim Lito Meha Kosho Kiddush. He has a very machmeshita. He says, everybody must taste from the Kiddush on Shabbos day, that they're listening to the Kiddush, they all should taste from it. Harav Moshe Sternbuch, Shlita, in the Sefer, Shuvas Vahan Hagos, brings down, Shekivin Shebe Kiddush Hayom Mevarchem Rach Birchas Bar Piyah Gofen. Since technically the Kiddush of the day is only a Bar Piyah Gofen, so then it really is a Birchas Hananin. And in Ein HaMesubim Tomim, and if the people aren't drinking from it, Einon Nechsheves Birchas Bracha L'Vagem, then it's not called the Bracha. And HaKiddush Einon Siaches Eleim, and it doesn't count for them. And this is the opinion of the Griz over here. L'Hachmir L'Achshol Shlushitos Rishonin Shebirchas Hayayim B'Kiddush Hayom Hi Birchas Anenin. And the Griz was concerned about this opinion that it's only a Birchas Anenin and not a Birchas Kiddush, a separate Bracha of Shevach V'Hodah to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. However, it's not totally so, and therefore somebody else can, in fact, make kiddush, even according to the Griz for you. However, you do have to taste from the wine. Dishavu number 23 brings down that not every single person has to necessarily taste from the wine, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And he says it's dai she'echad meham asub miyishteh meyakos ayideh birchas avakadish, as long as the person who made kiddush has at least one person who listened drinking from it, and if any of the other people want to drink, then they can make their own bracha if they had a hefsek in between. And he says, if the person who made kiddush, who's not drinking from the cup, spoke in between the time that he made the kiddush and before the other people drank, so Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down, Mikol Malkum Yotzin HaMesubim B'Brichos. So nevertheless, the people are Yotzi over here, and this is like the bracha by the chuppah, where they're mafsik over here in the bracha of the Sheva Brachos, and only the Chos and the Kala are not allowed to interrupt. They're the only ones that have to be careful not to interrupt between the bracha of the Sheva Brachos and the drinking of the wine. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'lo domi lebirchas hamotzi shel Shabbos, shel kol hashalosh sudos. This is different than the bracha of hamotzi, which we make three times, of course, by the three meals of Shabbos. The eino motzi im eino ochel imam. Here you can't make hamotzi for somebody else and not eat with them. You have to go and eat with them if you're making hamotzi for them. The av sheim chov, even though there is a separate mitzvah over here to have the three sudos, ein achov olav mishum mitzvah, there it's a different type of a chol. The mitzvah over there is to have three sudos on Shabbos, not that you should just make kiddush, but you're supposed to eat the three sudos and get the hanah from eating these three sudos on Shabbos. Then la mitzvah atzma chol. There's no separate mitzvah other than this to eat the sudos and get hanah from them. Because if a person actually gets hanah from fasting, for whatever the reason, ain't tzarech lechol. Technically he doesn't have to eat. Kidisa b'simen reish peches. And therefore, alkein, ein motzi acherim im ein ochel imam. Therefore, I can't make hamotzi for somebody else and have them just eat the bread and me not eat from it.
Unless the kiddush al apas, but if you're making kiddush on bread, then osmotzi gam bebirchas amotzi. Then it does work over here. The haybirchas amotzi kebirchas bar pi agofen lekiddush hayayin damya. Then in this situation, the hamotzi that you're making has all the same rules essentially of making kiddush on wine, and it is compared in this situation to kiddush. Now we go back to the Mechaber, who writes, all of that which we just said, that you can be motzi somebody else, even though you're not going to drink for the wine, v'hu she'enam yodim, that's when those people do not know how to make kiddush themselves, then you can be making kiddush for them, and even though you're not going to be drinking from it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof, the im yodim lekadish batzman, because if they know how to make their own kiddush, eno yocho lo tziyam bekiddush shelo, then you can't go make kiddush for them, im eno yotzi oz biatzman bekiddush, unless you're of course making kiddush for yourself. But if you're just going to stop make kiddush for them, so then you shouldn't be doing that unless you're drinking from the kiddush as well, because they can make their own kiddush. The issue for number 26 is a very important point. What happens if you're not making kiddush for yourself, but you are going to drink from the wine? And this happens all the time. A husband may, for example, make kiddush in shul, and then he comes home and makes kiddush for his wife. But he's going to drink from the wine. So even though his wife knows how to make kiddush, so one would have said, well, it would be in this situation, the Mechaber is saying the wife should make kiddush, so the answer is no. Since the husband, while he may have already fulfilled the mitzvah of kiddush, is, in fact, however, going to be drinking from the wine, so for him it's at least the birchas hananin, so he could be motzi his wife in the birchas hananin. That's not a problem at all. And this is brought down, halacha lemaisa, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and he brings down Vapri Chodosh B'Simin Tov Kuf Pei He Cholek. He disagrees with this svara of the Mechaber, and he says the B'chol Gabne Yucholotziyam. No, you can be motzi them even if they know how to make kiddush themselves. And he brings down from the Malbim U'Besefer Artzus Achayim Simin Ches Masa Gam King Demidino Yucholotziyo B'chol Gabne. That the Malbim all holds that you can be motzi somebody else even though they know how to make kiddush and you aren't going to be drinking from the wine. However, but it will be preferable, nevertheless, for that person to make kiddush himself because he knows how. Furthermore, especially since that person who's making the kiddush is not being yotzi himself at that point in time. Then he brings down the Isha Almona, Nebuchu widow, she'enu yodas biatzmo, Ech Lekadish, who doesn't know how to make kiddush for herself. Again, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, most of the young girls, they do get a Baruch Hashem, a superb education, but it wasn't that way in Europe in the previous generations, and many of them did not even know how to read Hebrew. So in that situation, what's this poor almana supposed to do? Lo tucha likones bevayis achel ushmo kiddush. She can't just walk into somebody else's house and hear kiddush over there, kiven she'eno so edes shom klab, because she's not eating anything over there. Of course, if they invite her in, as they should, for having the meal with them, that's, of course, no problem for them to be Motzier. But just walk into the house, hear kiddush, and then they go home and eat in their own house, that's a problem. So what should she do? Then somebody should go to her house where she's having her meal and make kiddush for her over there. And that would work even if that person who's making kiddush for her is not drinking from the wine or is being yotze himself with that kiddush at that point in time. Finally, we conclude Siv Dala with the Mechaber's last words. V'imadayin lo kiddush latzmo. If the person himself has not yet made kiddush, yizor shelo yitom imoyim. He shouldn't drink with them. She'osor lo litom achshi kaddish b'mokum sudaso. If he's not eating over there and he's making kiddush for them, so the kiddush works for the people that he's being motzi because their kiddush is b'mokum suda. They're suda. But if he's not planning on eating with them over there, so then he shouldn't drink from this wine at all. Better that they should drink from the wine because he's not allowed to drink from the wine until he makes kiddush b'mokum suda. So a paradox. He's making kiddush. They're yotzi with his kiddush, but he's not yotzi with his own kiddush because it's not b'mokum suda for himself. Of course, if he were to drink revis or eat something over there, that would solve the problem. But here we're talking about where he is not. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Kosu ha-ge'onim, the ge'onim write, Hod de'en kiddush ele b'mokum suda. That idea that we said the kiddush must be made in the place where you're having your suda, afilu ochal dover muat, even if you eat only a small amount in that area, o shosa kos yayin, shechayiv alav bracha, or that you drank the wine for which requires a bracha, then yotza yedei kiddush b'mokum suda. And if he wishes to, then he can finish the meal in a different place. He's made kiddush b'mokum suda. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof Aleph. How much is defined as eating a little bit? Dover muat. Hainu, al koponim shir kezayis. To at least eat a kezayis over there. Dahai shechayiv alav bracha atavayu koy. And that which we said, that you drank enough for which you chayiv a bracha on it, so that includes over here both the drinking of a revius or the eating of a kezayis. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Chav Beis, when we said that you have to drink enough wine, hainu kishir revias. Drinking a revias of wine also can be a bidiyevet kiddush b'makom suda. Shechayv la bracha achrona. When we said over here that yechayv a bracha, it meant the bracha achrona. So you either ate a kezayis of the mizonos or the bread, so yechayv a bracha achrona, or you drank a revias worth of wine for which yechayv a bracha achrona ala gefen. And this is the Mechaber paskening stam over here, like the opinion that says that a bracha achrona requires a shear of a revius specifically. And this is brought down from the Chidusha Rebbe Akiva Eger. Now, the Prima Gadim Tzadid, however, the Prima Gadim points out that even if one were to say that no, technically you have to make a bracha achrona even if you have less than a revius, even according to that opinion, nevertheless, even that opinion would say that something to be considered significant is still a revius. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Gimel writes, and he finishes his suda any place else he wants. And we've already learned Ayin Leel B'Simin Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Beis and the Rama over there by God, the Lachila Lo Yakar Mi Mekomo Bolibir Chasamozon. That there are problems in uprooting from one place and going to another place, and it might be preferable in some situations that you bench in the first place. Ach B'Di'evit Kisha Akar. However, if you did uproot and move to another place, then you can't wait till you're done with the meal in the new place and make one birchas hamazon on the entire meal that you had in two places. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Dalet says, when you get up and finish your meal, b'makom acher, v'sham ein tzarich levarich od al hakos kodim shiso. You don't have to make a new brach over there before you eat and make a new kiddush to hakvar yotzei yidei kiddush, because you have fulfilled your obligation of kiddush b'makom suda, and the new place over there, you don't have to go make kiddush again. Now, the Mechaber qualifies this a little bit, and he writes, V'davka, that which I just said, is only Ochalecha Moshosayayim. If he ate some bread, Kizayis, or Shosayayim, he drank a Revius. However, Avol Ochal Peros Lo, but you can't make Kiddush on Peros. So even if you have three apples, you can't make Kiddush on Peros. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Hei explains the kol shekein im ocha mine targima mechameshes minim diotza. And certainly, if wine is good, so certainly if he has grain products from the five grains, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye, so then one would be yotzei kiddush b'makom suda as well. They're more significant for suda Shabbos than wine. However, avol shechar, beer, ushar mashkin, and other drinks, afilu mayu chamar medina, even if there are beverages that are considered significant to be called chamar medina, eino yotzei ba'am bimkom suda. You can't make kiddush over there and say, well, I had beer and I'm making kiddush on beer, and that is significant enough to be makom suda. The lo sai the leib kawaii, because they don't function to satisfy a person, they don't satisfy the heart like wine does. However, this lenient opinion over here that we just brought down that says you can be yotze with a revius of wine is not agreed upon by everybody. And he says, and as well, both of these great gaonim have proven, you can't fulfill your obligation of kiddush b'makom suda by just drinking one revius of wine. And one shouldn't rely upon this opinion that you made kiddush and you drank a revius of wine, and therefore that's called kiddush b'makom suda, unless it's under the most of extenuating circumstances. The issue foot number 29 brings down, Sha'achilas mine mezonos adifa shoshtias yayin. You see from here that having a mezonos is better than having wine. The issue foot number 30 brings down that you likewise see that once you had the mezonos, if you at least had a malo lugmug of wine, so then the bari priagofen that you made on the wine also patas any shahakos, like normally if you're drinking a revius of wine, that situation for kiddush, you would be pottering any other brachos that you have to make, let's say, on a glass of soda at a kiddush. You don't have to make a shakol on the soda. But if you have less than a malo lugmav, he's not sure. He brings down the bir halacha, shetzarech in ludino, whether that bari priagofen also potters the shakol that you would otherwise have to make. The issue for number 32 brings down that which we said you shouldn't really rely upon a revius alone as being the kiddush b'makom suda, that's by shachris. But by kiddush by laila, it brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, Sif Katan Chav Tes, she'ein lismoch al das ha-mekilim, you shouldn't rely upon this leaning opinion for sure Friday night. V'yach b'mikra she'shos ha-kos yayin mavad kos ha-kiddush, and even if you're going to have a second cup of wine, so you'll have the kiddush b'makom suda being the second cup of wine, yesh la'ayin in lismoch hazeh, that's questionable whether you should rely upon this for the Friday night kiddush as well to be called kiddush b'makom suda.
I pointed out in the past that this is a problem for people on Pesach who do not eat gibrux. They don't really have any mizonos, and if they're not going to wash, so when they have a kiddush, so they should certainly be yotze having kiddush on one cup, and if they don't have something that is a mizonos, they should really make the kiddush on a second cup of wine, being the makom suda, so they should have two revises of wine or grape juice. We still have one Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chavav, to catch up with. We'll do that in Yitzhashem tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.